Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, all my friends. Hello, hello, hello. Hi. This is Dr. Cupertino, Marcia Cupertino, on the Dr. Cupertino Show, Hour of Power, Hour for Power. And you know you can't do nothing without power. You can't just fake it till you make it, because you've got to have power to even try to fake it. But we're not going to do that, because we've been given a new life, a new spirit, just for looking up and saying yes to the Lord. But before I get started talking about our subject topic, train wreck ahead. And that's not good. We're going to offer up a word of prayer to the one who caused it all, the one who made it all, and the one whose power and glory is forever magnified. Hello, God. In the name of Jesus, hello, God. We're always rushing into a prayer without saying hello, God. But hello, God, this morning, this Saturday morning. We come to you right now because we've done everything we thought we were big enough to do all week. We've advised others. We've talked to others. We've showed out in front of others. We've done everything we could to let the next door neighbor and our friend know that we live, that we're alive. But perhaps we didn't tell them that Jesus lives, your son, Christ Jesus. Now we got an extra chance. We got an additional chance. We got another chance to make that right. Because before we go anywhere, say anything, do anything, the Bible says that no man cometh to the Father except through me. We need to acknowledge Jesus Christ. So this day, right now, here and now on this show, we pray to you, asking you to accept the acknowledgement of your son, Christ Jesus, and the work that he did there on that torture stake, making it possible for, once he came down, for us to become reconciled again as brothers and friends and sisters and children to you, oh God. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, make it all happen. Anything that we ask for, make it happen in your day and your time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, everyone. This is Marcia. Train wreck ahead. We're going to be talking about that subject. Why would we say something about a train wreck ahead? Because most people are walking to and fro on this earth, and they don't know what their responsibility is to it. And they don't know what's going to happen next if they don't take their responsibility before God seriously. But what is a train wreck? What happens before a train wreck? Let me tell you something. You just don't get to a train wreck and boom, boom, boom. Things happen further, further, further way up the track before a train wreck occurs. What's going on with the tracks? Something is going on. It's not good. Anyone attempting to live without the acknowledgement of their Creator in their lives, guess what? They're on the train of doom, headed for destruction. No ifs, ands about it. A speeding train, let me tell you something. When it hits heavy and it hits hard. Casualties are all abound. But when we make up our minds that our plans and our goals for life do not fit the Creator's blueprint, the train wreck can be averted. I sure would want to train wreck averted. I'm sitting upon it. But we're going to learn 10 ways to pull that cord and tell the conductor, let me off of this train. I know it's getting ready. It's heading for doom. It's getting ready for doom. It's getting ready for destruction. Let me up off of here. And how you can start living and walking in your destiny. Some say, oh, I don't care about my destiny. Oh, yes, you do. If you didn't ask to come here, and you're having some tough times, say, oh, yes, you care about walking in your destiny to fulfillment in life and afterlife. Hear your destiny unfold before your eyes and your ears. You don't hear that word, destiny. People just live any way they want, walk any way they want, talk any way they want, do whatever they want, without thinking that, hey, I just might not be walking in my purpose. I might be living someone else's life. I might be walking about trying to please someone, therefore pleasing them and not myself, not the Creator. The Bible says you cannot please God and mammon. So you got to make a choice. You want to avert and avoid a train wreck? Well, that's one of the ways to pull that cord and tell the conductor, let me up off of here. But right now we're going to talk about your destiny. Well, then what is it? You know, I'm 75 years old. I still don't know what my destiny is. I'm 22, walking around with 5 cell phones. I don't know what it is. Is it here in the palm of my hand? Your destiny is the same destiny that God has given others. That is a destiny that ends where eternal life begins. Let me say that again. Your destiny ends and begins where eternal life began. Let me tell you why. You might say, oh, you know, I don't care about what Dr. Cupertino is talking about. I don't care what she's saying because I've grown up, I've gone to college, I've got my degree, I'm working in a good job, 6-figure. I can have any woman I want, any man I want. I can eat all the food I want. I can buy my way into anything. Let me tell you something. The Bible says the day is coming, and it's practically now. Really, you know, if you're reading the newspapers, that you're going to, and anybody else is going to throw silver and gold into the very streets. It's going to be worthless. So in talking about your destiny is what you were put here to do, what your life is destined to show before neighbor, friend, the world, the community, the Creator. Your destiny was already planned before you were conceived. You know when your destiny began? Back there in the Garden of Eden. That's right. And it involved the first two, the first human pair. They were put together, brought together, and they were told to be fruitful, multiply the earth, subdue it. So if that was the message for the first human pair, and you're a product of the first human pair, guess what? You were part of that edical destiny command. You were part of the words of destiny. So your destiny today, thousands and thousands of years later, is to do just that. Go about in the earth, of course, doing good, but multiplying, cultivating, and, of course, enjoying the bounty that God has put on this planet. So that's your destiny, to love God, love the Creator, obey the Creator, do what the Creator says, which is just about the same, but most of all, living a life that the Creator would approve. That's destiny. Some say, oh, well, I think I was born to be a doctor. Oh, I thought I was born to be an engineer. Oh, I thought I was born to be a culinary cook, whatever. Those really are vocations. But that destiny, that includes something that a Creator has placed in your soul, your DNA. Your destiny involves what you were created to do, not what you were born to do. You know, there's a difference. If a person is created to do something, high power comes in. Yes, that's right. So, when you talk about walking in your destiny, living in your destiny is your protection. Look at what's going on in the world. Everyone's trying to be at each other's throats. You know, they're killing, they're hurting, they're planning all these evil plots. That's not walking in a destiny that's going to help anyone avoid that train wreck ahead. You might be up on your feet today, but without God in your life, you're headed for a train wreck. You might have all the money in the bank that you want, but without God in your life, you are headed for a train wreck. Train wreck ahead. Let's talk about how someone could even get on a train that would be destined for a wreck. This is the train of doom. To go about not pleasing their Creator, not obeying their Creator, looking around trying to twist the words of the Creator, trying to put words in the mouth of God. You're already planning a train wreck. You are writing an invisible script that you're getting ready for a train wreck. But before you get on that train destined for doom, There are some things that you need to consider. Am I walking in a way that God approves? Am I living example before others? Someone that God would approve? Am I using my life to encourage and help others that could be less fortunate than I? Or am I going around begging for something that I don't even deserve? Once a person makes up their mind to get on that train of doom and destiny, he's had a lot of time for contemplation. He's had a lot of time to make amends with friends and enemies. He's had a lot of time to tell God, you know, I'm finished with the life that I've been living. Get me off of this train. Get me off of these tracks. But going about spinning in the face of God by our actions and by our activities, train wreck ahead. Most of the time, once that train hits the boulders, once that train wreck is on the tracks, it's just about too late. But there's hope. There's hope. If you have been living outside of the will of God, if you have been using your life for nothing, and you know what nothing is? Nothing is nothing. Meaning something and doing things that don't please and edify God. The Bible says you were created by God, a living spirit. You're created by him. The Bible says he put his spirit within you. So that means you're walking around with God within. So to not please God is to grieve his spirit that you're walking about in. So what are some of the things that happen before a train wreck? Well, misery. Person gets involved in misery. Person gets involved in dead works. A person gets involved in doing things that don't honor God. A person gets involved in hurting others, planning and plotting to hurt others. Those are some of the things that a person gets involved before a train wreck. And most of the time, if someone's getting on a train, they're leaving one thing or location going to another. So obviously what's been going in your life is not any good. Obviously what you've been doing all of your life has not netted one grain of favor. Obviously what you've been doing in your life has not been something that you can go about and say, for God I live and for God I die. I love my life. I love what I'm doing. You're headed for a train wreck. You're headed for a train wreck when you leave God out of your life. Your destiny, you were not involved in creating your destiny. Some in college are saying, yes, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know whom they're going to be. They have no idea. Your destiny was already set at your conception. So any time that our God gives us things to do, tells us what we should be doing, says he's going to help us do what we should be doing, and we turn around, we're headed for a train wreck. Because God the Creator is our guide. We've listened to everybody else and have met our doom. We've listened to husbands, wives, politicians, people out there in the streets, so-called friends, lots of enemies. We've listened to all of them. Not one shred of good has come. Not one shred. The suicide rate has quadrupled in America within the last 10 years. People are just checking out. I don't know what to do. But if you listen right now, God is telling you what to do. He's telling you to get in harmony with his destiny for you. No amount of planning and praying can put you on the right track when God has already given you your destiny. He says right now, go ye therefore, spreading the word about me and about what my son did out there on Golgotha, the place of the skull, and letting them know that I live because I live in them. And if they reach out for me, I'm going to help them avoid that train wreck. Oh, you're headed for a train wreck when you don't have God's favor. When you get up in the morning, you don't know what to do because there's no guide. Well, there's the Bible. Oh, I don't want to read that. Oh, it takes too long. Oh, you know what? I don't know if it's relevant for today. Oh, I don't know if God really said all of that. Anyway, what God said it, if he did say it. These are all questions that tell the world you're headed for a train wreck. Anytime a creator places his stamp of approval on a person's life, his place of living, that God has already planned your destiny. Going out preaching, teaching, talking to people about God. Pick up the phone and talk about him. You have your cell phone, start texting something about God. You don't have to go out there if you don't want to. Technology that is today was not yesterday, yesteryear. But to avoid a train wreck, number one, if you're on it, you got to get off of it, and you need help to get off of it. You're not going to get off of it on your own. You might be in prison. You already know what I'm talking about. You're not going to get out on your own. You might be in a hellhole of living. You're not going to come out of there by yourself. You might be in a situation so horrible, you can't even tell your mother. You're not going to walk out of that. You're not coming out of that train wreck of your own volition. You need God. You need God. What's going on with the tracks? This is what's going on. You've laid down too long and left God out of your life too long. You've listened to everybody and everything talk about how good God is. Well, he ain't doing nothing in my life. How good? What do you mean? The fact that you're living and listening, that tells me God is good. It tells me that. It tells me that he's not finished with you yet. It also tells me that you might not be walking in your destiny. It also tells me you might not be helping anyone else walk in their destiny. It also tells me that of your own will, you've gotten on this train and you said, forget it. Whatever. I don't care. Let me tell you something. You need to jump off now. You know some of those James Bond movies, the train is running. You need to get off now. Pull the cord. Conduct it on here. You need to get off of it now. You know why? Because you need to start living, letting God watch you walk in your destiny. We're to glorify him. We're to praise him. We're to lift up his holy name. We're to worship him. Somebody might say, oh, well, that don't sound like fun. What else is there to do? You know what? God wants your devotion. How much time does it take to give God your devotion? By the time I say the word devotion, I've said, God, I love you. God wants you to bow down to him. How long does it take you to bend over and bend back up? God has given you everything. He's given you earth to walk upon, food to eat, water to drink. He's given you the elementals of music, science, humanitarianism, philanthropy. He's given you a life worth living if you live it the way he approves. But he said, oh, my life is nothing. You know, I'm sick of this. You know, I don't have what I want. I can't seem to get what I need. I can't seem to keep what I have that's worth anything. Get in your destiny. Tell God today. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are. I don't even want to believe you exist. But you know what? You're my last shot. Help me off of this train. Whatever I need to do, show me, tell me. Well, it's in the Bible. I just mentioned he said in Matthew 28. Go on out there. Say a word or two about God. I tell you what. You get up, get your clothes on, get out there in the world and start talking about God and telling all the good things about him. He's going to turn around and have the world tell somebody something good about you. People say, oh, doctor, I'm nothing. You know, I'm not famous. You know, I'm not a movie star. You know, I just don't think that I'm worthy. Oh, yes, you are. Anybody with two legs, two eyes, you're a star. You are a star. You are God's created star. You might not have asked to come here, but this God had something planned for you to do. And he had mommy and daddy come together to make it happen. You just haven't found it. But I'm telling you right now, get into your destiny. Pleasing God, talking about God, honoring God by your works. honoring God by what comes out of your mouth, honoring God by being the person that God would want to call his son or his child. Get off the train. You might have jumped on with two enemies. Get off of it. You might have jumped on with a few dollars in your pocket. Get off that train. You might have jumped on thinking, oh, you know what, I got to get up out of here. I want to escape all this doom, all this hell, all of this, everything. Adversarial actions that's coming my way. Yes, you can get off. Ask God to get you off the train. Lift up your arms and say, God, get me off this train. I don't know how I got on. I was running from you. I was running from life. I was running from everything. Running from bills. Get me off of it. Get me off of it. Get me off. And you know what? That train will slow down, if but for a moment, and let you off. Because when you attempt to live without the Creator in your life, you see what's happening. You see everybody's running about, partying, gambling, doing all sorts of things. Now, I'm not condemning that. But any activity that takes us away from God and praising God and living for God and telling everyone else I'm going to praise God, it's bad news. That automatically put you on the tracks for a wreck. 10 ways to pull that cord. Let me say this. Number one, you're going to pray to God and ask him to help you. God, in the name of Jesus, there's a train wreck ahead in my life. God, help me. In the name of Jesus, show me a sign. Show me anything. Bring someone into my life. Help me. Help me to get off of this train of doom that I've set up for myself. Pray to God for his deliverance. You don't hear that anymore. Deliver from what? From hell. That's from what? Brokenness here on earth. That's from what? Evil thinking and evil thoughts. That's from what? Going around planning evil plots. That's enough right there. You need prayer. Pray to God for help. Secondary, you need to ask God, God, show me the way. Now, you're already going to pray to God for help. But step number two, you're going to say, God, show me the way. Show me. Show me the way. Show me the way off the train. I got on it. I'm blind. I must have been a blind fool for getting on it. But I need you to show me the way off. Show me the way. Show me. God will come into your life with signs and wonders. You might have been sitting with your head held between your legs on that train. Oh, my God. Take me anywhere. Get me out of here to anywhere. But you want God to show you the way off. It's one thing just to pray to God. Okay, man. He needs to show you. Because, as I said earlier, your destiny is the same as everyone else. That's to pray, praise, and worship a living God, a living Creator. That is it. Number three. You want to make God a promise. You know, people are promise breakers now. But if you want to get God's attention, as if in a courtroom, when the judge says, you have any final words? Right now you want to make God a promise. And to say, God in heaven and God within, I promise you, whatever it is you want to promise God, if he shows you the way out of hell, because sitting on a train bound for a wreck, hey, that's hell right there. That's hell right there. But God, only God can take your hand and be responsible for your life. You know what you're going to do. You need help to worship. You need help to praise God. You need help. You need support to put a God ahead of everything in your life. The next thing you want to do, after you promise God, whatever it is you want to promise him for his help, but you want to let God know that you're not going to step out of his grace and get back on that train. If God pulls you out of a burning hell, if he delivers you, you want to promise God with all of your strength and might that from this day forward, I'm going to live for you. I'm sitting here a fool, made a fool out of my life. Certified insane fool. But God, I'm going to walk a new walk. I'm going to talk a new talk. But I'm not going to do it if you don't help me. No, I'm promising you now. If you help me, God, I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to sing songs of praise to you. Whatever it is you want me to do in my own strength, no, I'm going to put that over on the other side of the table. But I'm taking you in, God, in my soul and my spirit, for you to help me keep my promises. You know, anybody can make their mouth say anything. But when you promise God something, he's looking for that. Next, you want to go about your life living like you know you are living a life of destiny, in your destiny. You might not be able to party all night sniffing cocaine when God says, yes, I'm getting you off the train. You might not be able to do that anymore. You might not be able to run around prostituting yourself out. You just might not be able anymore to plan evil plots and run con games. You might not be able to do it. But if we're asking God, God, please deliver, get me off this train of hell that I'm on. I got on it to get away from crazy relatives. I got on this train to get away from begging relatives. I've got on this train to get away from crazy coworkers. I jumped on this train to get away from an evil spouse. I jumped on this train to get away from bill collectors. I've jumped on this train to get away from process servers after me. I got on this train to get away from unruly children begging and creating strife in my life. I got on this train to get out of my own way. God, look at what I left behind. Oh, my God. I need your help to face that. Many people are on the trains of doom because they thought they were running away from doom. That's why many, many experiencing any kind of problems have jumped on that train, not knowing it's headed for doom. But I'm here to tell you, train wreck ahead. You can avoid it. You can avoid that train wreck. Another step. Another way, you want to let the world know you're a changed person. You know, the Bible says, don't take your light and hide it under a tree, under a bushel. You want to let the world know, hey, I've stepped off the train is left. Get up out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Stay off the train wreck. You want to know how to stay off of it? Start walking your destiny. Pleasing God, praising and worshiping God. He needs you. You know he needs you. Are you and I be listening today? There's a train wreck ahead, and you don't have to be on that train. Ask the Savior to help you. And your destiny, walk in it, and that train will forever pass you by. God bless you. See you, hear you, feel your spirit next week. On the Alpha Power, the Dr. Cupertino Show.